Felke, because we're going to bring in a huge baseball fan and a guy who knows a lot about cattle, Logan Mankins. What's going on, Logan?
Hey, guys. Sounds like the Sox fans going crazy today.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, they should be going crazy. Did you see that game last night? Did you hear about it?
Yeah, it was a good game. I'm glad to see the Sox came back last night.
It was beyond a comeback, Logan. Beyond a comeback. Down 7-0 in the seventh inning, and they come back to win. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. Down here in Foxborough, trying to get ready for Denver.
So I want to ask you this about it seems like I ask you this every week about protecting Matt Cassel and the differences between Cassel and Brady. It seems like you guys are giving up a lot of sacks lately. I mean, how do you correct that problem, and is there anything you see on film that kind of tips you off to what the issue is?
Yeah, we've given up more sacks to date right now than I think we gave up the entire year last year. And it's just a combination of things. We've had a few protection miskeys, and then a guy's getting beat just physically a few times. And we need to really clean that up if we want to win some games. Giving up sacks, it's hard to win games when you're giving up sacks and pressure. So we're really trying to get that straightened out this week.
Logan, how difficult is it switching quarterbacks and going from one quarterback who feels the pressure as well as anyone we've ever seen and probably helps an offensive line in terms of a sack number to a quarterback who is inexperienced and just doesn't have that part of his game? Is that tough for you? Is that frustrating for you to look at the film and say, well, you know what, the ball probably should have been out there. That shouldn't be a sack.
Yeah, at times, but a lot of the blame goes to us too, because we know we just have to block him for as long as the quarterback needs. If he needs 10 seconds, we should be able to give him 10 seconds. If he needs a second, that'd be awesome if he only needed a second every time. But we know teams are playing good coverage against our receivers, and it's going to take some time for guys to get open, and we want to stretch the field, so we need to hold up the protection a little bit longer for Matt at times, and we haven't done a really good job of that yet.
From what you can see on film, how would you describe the differences between San Diego's approach with their defensive linemen and Denver's?
Well, they play a little bit different schemes. San Diego always has a three down front, and Denver, they play a four down and a three down. San Diego's defensive linemen are a little bit bigger, more two-gap guys, and Denver's guys are more get up the field, pass rush, get on an edge, and try to get to the quarterback. So it's just going to be different from that standpoint, and they don't have as many linebackers coming off the edge or coming up the middle as San Diego did.
I should know this, forgive me, but is Ekuban still on the Broncos?
Oh, yeah, he's still there.
You going to crack him in the nuts again?
Hopefully not.
One of my favorite plays in Patriots history. People don't remember. There was a field goal out in Denver, and Ekuban, I think, stepped on your hand or something. He did something right on top of you, and you came up with the old fist to the nads, and you got 15 yards on that one.
Yeah, I got ejected.
It was ejected, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that good. I retaliated. I probably shouldn't have, but stuff like that happens. I was young. Learn from your mistakes. So hopefully I don't do that. If I do, oh well, but hopefully I don't.
You do, oh well.
Oh well, it happens. Oh well.
What did Dante say when that happened?
Oh, he was all fired up. He was pretty pissed off about it. Bill, he was pissed off. I think Bill reminded me about it for the next 3 years. I'm surprised it hasn't came up this week. It probably will. The week's not over. So.
Hey, maybe Ekuban will say something about it during the game.
Yeah, I'm sure he remembers.
You know what, Logan?
On my show, we did a whole breakdown of this play. We went to the Telestrator. We highlighted the Nadal session, the section, and we broke down the punch to the nads. It was pretty special.
He fell down like someone shot him with a cannon.
Well,
so.
You know what? Hey, wouldn't you?
Probably,
It's a pretty tough thing to deal with, buddy. Anyway, Logan, we always appreciate the time, man. Hey, good luck against Denver on Monday.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you,
okay, that's Logan Mankins.
Bye.